When you think of Congo's neighbor to the north, you probably think of conflict. But the Sudanese capital, Khartoum, has been witnessing an economic boom over the past decade as a result of oil and foreign investment. Skyscrapers have been popping up in recent years, but some parts of the city have remained more like a farming village. Take the island of Touti along the Blue and White Nile rivers. It's been relatively isolated for hundreds of years. But a year ago, the city built a bridge linking Touti to the mainland. Now, developers want to transform the island into a luxury resort. But the islanders themselves aren't so sure about that. Hanna Baba has the story.
On a breezy Sunday afternoon, Sosan Adam and her friends sip black cardamom tea. The students bought it from a woman selling hot drinks in the shade of Touti Island's new suspension bridge. Although their university is only 15 minutes away, this is their first time in Touti.
Look at the view. It's relaxing and beautiful. I can't believe we've never been here before today.
Before the bridge, rusty, overcrowded ferries were the only connection with Khartoum. Over the years, Touti Island remained isolated and underdeveloped. And for many islanders here, that was just fine. This song is sort of Touti's unofficial anthem. It tells the story of the Nile flood of 1946 when the islanders refused to evacuate. Khartoum historian Yusuf Fadl says they rolled up their shirt sleeves and sandbagged the riverbanks around the crescent-shaped island.
So they have that spirit of being a solid group against whatever other danger that comes, including modernizing Touti itself.
About a 10-minute drive from the bridge lie Touti's lush fruit groves. 70-year-old Sadiq Hasabar Rasul grew up around here. He says Touti residents did agree to the construction of the bridge, but they're still wary of what it will bring.
Nobody is against development. We want better roads and a better place to live. But the investors want more than that.
The investors he's referring to is actually one main developer, a Khartoum businessman named Al-Fatih Abouda. Abouda set up an office in a shiny blue glass building a short walk away from the new bridge on the Touti side. He shows me a map of his plans for the island. He points to pictures of office towers, a golf course, restaurants, and sleek condos. But first, he has to win the support of Touti's landowners. Sadiq Hasab al-Rasul says Abouda didn't start off on the right foot.
He put up this huge sign that said Touti Tourism Project. We tore it down and threw it in the river.
Then an enraged mob stoned Abouda's glass building. He says that's when he knew he had to initiate a dialogue.
I felt we had to prove that we share the same values. So we set up a committee with the elders and influential personalities to talk about how to develop Touti in a way that can benefit and be acceptable to everybody.
That committee of elders includes Sadiq Hasab al-Rasul. He advised Abouda to avoid using the word tourism because it brings to mind a liberal Western-style beach resort.
It sounds like a place where men and women are frolicking around in their bathing suits all over the beaches. He says he wants to build resorts like in Lebanon. This is Touti, not Lebanon.
Back at the bridge, it's late afternoon, and the sandy beach is dotted with beachgoers, fully clothed, of course. If you look up, you can see a steady stream of young people strolling across what's now called Sudan's Golden Gate Bridge. So whether residents like it or not, it looks like tourism is here to stay. For The World, I'm Hanna Baba, Touti Island, Khartoum, Sudan.